You're listening to the Agony Column News Report, trashotron.com/agony. Dan Simmons' new book is The Fifth Heart. Dan, are you ready for the lightning round?
I'm ready for the lightning round.
All right, Dan, read to us from the book for 30 seconds.
Okay.
Go.
Unlike Charles Krauthammer, I won't make it 5 minutes. In the rainy March of 1893, for reasons that no one understands, primarily because no one besides us is aware of this story, the London-based American author Henry James decided to spend his April 15th birthday in Paris. And there, on or before his birthday, commit suicide by throwing himself into the Seine at night.
Dan, in this novel, you find yourself reconciling the nonfiction world of Henry James with the very fictional world of Sherlock Holmes. I'd like you to talk about the process of making these two work together, characters and the timelines.
Timelines were good because the only part, I think, of Henry James's life that's not documented are a few weeks in the spring of 1893, and that's during Sherlock Holmes' great hiatus from 91 to 94, where what he told Watson was nonsense. He obviously didn't do all that stuff, so I know where he was.
Now, in this book, you talk about, we get a narrator who introduces himself at the beginning, and I think that this is central to the core of the book, and it also derives from the work of William James. And one observation you make is that William James and Henry James were really writing about the same thing, weren't they?
Exactly right, and that is the beating heart of this book. And the specific theme that both men were obsessed with is the idea of I versus me, our identity. The identity that other people give us, that we create for ourselves, the persona that we create. William James said, if you come home and your little dog knows you, you've got a me identity. But there's this I that's watching you build this me. And that was William James's obsession and Henry James's as well.
The Sherlock Holmes you create in this book is not the Sherlock Holmes we've known before, and you have a lot of fun with him. Talk about taking the Holmes canon and writing about the parts we never heard about, in particular his childhood.
It was a rich thing to write about, and I don't want the Baker Street Irregulars to kill me, but it was a great joy because I saw him becoming Sherlock, and I tried to be true to the canon as much as I could be. But the Sherlock in the canon is, along with Henry James, the most suspicious, detail-observing, private person in Europe. Those two men did not share their lives, their real lives. And I wondered what in Holmes's early life would have led to that. So that was fun.
This novel is called The Fifth Heart because it's based on the Five of Hearts. Tell us who the Five of Hearts were and how they play into the story that you've created.
For several years, the Five of Hearts got together in Washington every day at 5 o'clock, and they consisted of John Hay, who'd been the young secretary for Lincoln and stayed in public life his whole life until he was secretary of state for young Teddy Roosevelt, John Hay and his wife Clara, Henry Adams, one of the greatest historians America's ever had, grandson and great-grandson of presidents, Henry Adams, and his wife, Clover Adams, who had a terrific and malicious wit and was the center of social circles in Washington, and the great adventure and mountain climber, geographer Clarence King, about which much has been written. Too many people have forgotten him. And what I love is the fact they met every day at 5 o'clock for tea. And they were the Five of Hearts. Clarence King had this tray made up, teapot, teacups, all with the clock showing five and little hearts on it. And what they talked about every day at five, I would just give my right arm to hear.
Well, you let us hear a bit of it. And I'd like you to talk about creating dialogue for characters who created some of the greatest dialogue ever written. That's a challenge.
It is. And if you're not up to it, the book fails. So we'll see if people think this is truly interesting dialogue, because they didn't always speak on a very high level. They had a weakness for puns. And somebody would say, Vito Pompom came home with a eye injury, and Henry Adams, the great historian, who's very serious in all things, would say, it's probably a cataract. And somebody else would say, he's just lucky he didn't get curtailed. And then Adams would say, no, I forget, Nanny Lodge, is Vito Pompom one of your relatives or a servant? Well, you know, is our Pomeranian. And John Hay, the great diplomat, would say, well, I thought we closed the immigration of Pomeranians 5 years ago. You know, this is disturbing. And it just silliness, and it just keeps spiraling. It's funnier than what I just said.
Well, I think, too, one of the things that I found most entertaining was that this book is for much of it. It's a flat-out comedy, and I don't think you've ever written a comedy before. And so talk about creating this as a comedy.
Well, I didn't want the book to try to be too many things, but it had to be really suspenseful in part. It had to be a book about the themes that I talked about, the I and me. It had to have characters like Sam Clemens, whom you see secret insights into. They all had to actually be in the right place in America at the right time to do this. But the comedic parts just cried out. And I realized I had to do that when I was telling people my one sentence. I never say more than a sentence to neighbors, friends, who say, what are you working on? And two Christmases ago, they say, what are you working on? And I said, it's a book about Sherlock Holmes and Henry James coming to America in 1893. And without exaggeration, at least 8 people out of 10 would say, did they really? And then I knew it had to be funny.
I've been speaking with Dan Simmons. His newest book is The Fifth Heart. Thank you for joining me, Dan.
You're welcome, Rick.
You're listening to the Agony Column News Report, trashotron.com/agony.